Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'll sing and pray.
Then pray till Christ shall come
to take me with him to stay.
Then
I'll be going to that home, never more from him to roam.
Way down
deep in my soul. Nevermore from him to roam.
Way down
deep in my soul.
That you have taken in the program, are they sometimes taught by folks from outside the school?
Yeah, we do. Actually, Ruth teaches the songwriting class, but we have guests that come. The Brock McGuire Band came and talked with us, and we have from Ireland. Yeah, we've got a lot of great guests. It's really nice to be able to talk to people who are actually in the industry and working towards the same things that we're wanting to do. It's really nice to get that from people who are experienced. And our faculty are also experienced in that. And
well, yeah.
So you're learning from the best. It's great. It's really helpful.
I'm Daxon Lewis. I'm from West Liberty, Kentucky, which is just a little bit south of Moorhead.
Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here. So we do a lot of things that are related to having a great stage presence. And some of those things occur actually outside of our courses. Being around Raymond and Ruth, you know, they're always helping you to connect with people, in which that's what you want to do with your music anyhow. We actually have a performance class. We talk about things like this, you know, how to be personable and just connecting with your audience. And some of it is actually doing some solo performances for other people in the class, being paired up, maybe some instruments that you maybe wouldn't necessarily see together, and coming up with an arrangement that way. And then what we also do is very strongly connected to what we're doing tonight, which is our ensemble, which is part of the outreach. And so what you see here are two Mountain Music Ambassador groups. And so we meet twice a week. We spend an hour and 15 minutes each session, and we work up material. We work up our stage presence and just everything. We choose a lot of the material, but there are also things, when you have people that are experienced as Raymond and Ruth, they kind of know what suits you too. And that's something that's so special about this center, is at any time we say, Raymond, you know, this is a great tune, what do you think? And he's right there ready to help you with it. And then at the same time, they know how to pick out your qualities that are really going to showcase you and say, well, what about this tune? So it comes from both directions.
Well, Samantha Cunningham is an award-winning fiddle player, and she's going to do a song that was written by Howdy Forrester. And Ruth is laughing at me because when we were practicing, I was trying to say his name, but see, I'm from the north, so to me it was Hello Forrester. And it was really hard to say howdy. But I've been practicing my howdy all day, and I think I got it right.
I think you did fine.
So here's Samantha Cunningham to play the Wild Fiddler's Rag. I cornered my mom in our dining room and said I wanted to be a fiddle player. I wanted to be Alison Krauss at that time. And so she looked at me and was like, you don't know what you want. But she gave me a shot, and I stuck with it. And so I've gone through several teachers before. Coming to Morehead State, I had the pleasure of studying under Daniel Carwile. When I came to Morehead State, I had great instructors here too. Raymond is actually my fiddle instructor. We have a lot of fun in our lessons. We had one today, and it was really fun.
How does it feel like being on stage, well, with any teacher, but with Raymond in particular, trading licks during a song?
It's an honor to do that because, I mean, when you do things like that, when you trade licks, you have to communicate with people. And when you get to know someone so well that you can communicate by just a glance and know when they're going to stop and what note they're going to play.
You had some classical training, didn't you, Samantha?
Yeah, I started out with the Suzuki method, so I started as a classical.
You abandoned violinist. That when you were three?
No, I abandoned that when I was about seven. I got to book four, and I was like, yeah, not my stuff.
You said, I'm too old for this, right?
I think she's the only one that had classical training. Did anybody else have any classical training?
Well, this then raises another question, which is, can you talk to us about traditional music in your home?
No one in my immediate family played. However, this was the music that we listened to on a daily basis. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. And so when we're riding around in the car or we're visiting them, you know, people like the Country Gentlemen and Doyle Lawson and Ricky Skaggs and just all kinds of people were playing. And I remember just kind of sitting there and closing my eyes and thinking, I wish I could do whatever that banjo player's doing. I hoped for that for a long time. And when I was about 11, I kind of done the same cornering thing that Samantha was alluding to. I said, I would really like to play the banjo. And of course, like of all the things that you could play, you know, maybe guitar, electric guitar, anything, but banjo? And yeah, that's what I wanted. And so 1 year for Christmas, I got a banjo and a guitar and started learning by ear. And I got the Earl Scruggs book, just started flipping through that, listening to every record recording I could get a hold of. And then when I started college, I actually started out as a nursing major. That was great, I enjoyed that. But this banjo kept pulling me back to it. And I discovered that the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music was there. I got a work study down there. Wasn't enrolled at the program at the time, but when you're working the front desk and you hear all this great music behind you, you're thinking, I wanna do that. And so I became a full-time major there, and I've never looked back.
Three Mile Creek, a place we love to be, over on the Ohio. Three Mile Creek, where you married me, said you'd be my one and only. We were just kids when you said I do, and till death do us part.
Three just joined us?
Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors
on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Up all my dreams and sail away.
I'm Leanna Price.
Yeah, Leanna, hi.
I'm Lauren.
Yeah,
I think
hi,
we
Lauren.
Already met, yes.
Yeah.
We did grow up with a sort of musical family. Our mom and dad both sing quite well, and our dad plays guitar, so that was the entertainment, really, when we were little around home and when our family would get together. And Many people in our mother's side of the family played like for square dances and string band music and a lot of gospel. And our dad's side of the family, a lot of them sang primarily, and so we really were just surrounded by it.
Do you remember a time when you were thinking, I have had enough of this kind of music, I will never, ever play this music.
Not really. We started taking lessons when we were around 10, and I mean, I wanted to take lessons because I wanted to be able to play with my family, but I really just, you know, that was fun. It was always fun. It's always been fun. I didn't want to do it just as a hobby, I guess. But then when we got later into high school, we started going to festivals and finding out about all these great workshops and classes that we could take for old time and bluegrass music. And we're like, hey, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And so when we were, I don't know, I guess sophomores or juniors, we really kind of looked different places and fell in love with this.
Yeah, it just seemed like the more that we heard it, and we especially fell in love with the old time and bluegrass side of things. And the more that we got involved with those things, the more we loved it and just didn't stop, I guess.
Was it always a given that the two of you would attend the same traditional music program?
Not necessarily, but I'm not surprised. We do pretty much everything together.
Yeah. We actually started out in college at Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia, and we were undecided majors, and everything was going fine, you know, well, but we were on our way to play at the Jerusalem Ridge Festival in Rosine, Kentucky, and we stopped at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music by chance to actually practice with Tyler Mullins, who was a student at the time, and he was going to play banjo with us at the festival. And so it happened that it was kind of an impromptu tour of the center that day, and we met Raymond, and we got to play music together, and it was just like, you know, what is this place, and why didn't we know about it before now? And we transferred schools when we were freshmen, so it worked out.
Step by step, I fell in love with you. And step by step, it wasn't hard to do. Kiss by kiss and hand in hand, that's the way it all began. Soon we found the perfect plan for love. Side by side, we took a lover's walk. And word by word, we had a lovely talk. One word led to another, and then in no time we were up to 10. My heart knew it was gonna end in love.
First step,
a sweet hello.
Second step,
my heart's aglow.
Third step,
we had a date.
Fourth step,
we stayed out late.
Fifth step,
you walked me home.
Sixth step,
we're all alone. Seventh step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, I'm through heaven's door. And step by step, you still invited more than you promised faithfully. All your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love.
Step,
my heart's aglow.
Third step,
we had a date.
Fourth step,
we stayed out late.
Fifth step,
you walked me home.
Sixth step,
we're all alone. Seventh step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, we climbed through heaven's door. Step by step,
you still invited more
than you promised faithfully. All your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love. Step, 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 step.
I would like to thank our guests, the Mountain Music Ambassadors, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Thanks to Nathan Kaiser and Ruth and Raymond, their teachers, for coming here and supporting the students. We just had a great evening with these folks, and I want to thank you all, too, for coming, not only to those of you in the studio audience, but those of you listening to our webcast. Members of our studio audience, thank you all so much for coming. It's great to have you here for your support. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. And if I get down on one knee, will you guys please play one more tune for us, Mountain Music Ambassadors?
I'd love to play another number for you.
All right, I went down to a knee, but I think they were going to do it anyway.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank the Mountain Music Ambassadors for being with us tonight.
Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com.
Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer and program host is Brad Becker. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson and Lynn Hacker. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown.
Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.